This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
I'm originally from Bangladesh, and right now I'm living in Menifee, that's in Southern California. So currently, actually, I'm working as a telemetry nurse, but like towards the end of this month, I'm actually transitioning to ICU. I didn't know that I was coming here. I was actually like right out of high school. I was applying. I applied to schools back home as well. Then, you know, I also started applying outside. So I actually applied to the US, Canada, and Australia. And luckily, I got the first offer letters from the US, so I came here. And well, you know, things worked out for the better. I like it. Well, I honestly started as a pre-med biomedical engineering major, and then I kind of had a change of heart. I didn't want to be an engineer anymore, but I really liked the pre-med part. I was enjoying the anatomy and physiology. So then I kind of looked into, okay, so what I can do through this pre-med that, you know, I get to actually practice with a bachelor degree. So, you know, nursing was a great option for me then. And then I switched my major to the BSN. And then, you know, I got into the BSN program and I finished my pre-med and both BSN. And about deciding to stay here, honestly, when I was in school, I was more attracted towards both the psychiatry, the, you know, psychiatric nursing and the ICU. So I wanted to have some work experience, you know. But I have friends. I mean, I've met some really great friends and they've been really nice to me. And, you know, I got really attached to random stranger families who really counted me as their family member. So I've enjoyed that. And, you know, in general, Americans are very welcoming. So I've had a good time. So, you know, growing up back home, I was watching all the, you know, Hollywood movies. And I don't know why. So they don't really portray the family bond that you guys have here. So when I came in, I was a lot surprised that, you know, it's not only people in the beach laying in bikinis and stuff. You guys have like proper, and, you know, I was in Texas, so that's a very conservative state. So, you know, they have great family values and, you know, that kind of, what is it? Like, it kind of relates to my own culture. Like, you guys do have very family values and, you know, you do have a strong family bond. And, you know, it's not like the movies where you see, okay, the parents don't really care. They kick you out right after you turn 18. It's not always like that. That was a, you know, big surprise for me because, you know, definitely on the movies, they don't show that. It's very diverse and people are very, very welcoming. And, you know, so the hospital that I work at, it's a learning community. So basically they teach nursing students, they teach pharmacy students, they teach medical residents. So, you know, everybody has a really good, positive outlook towards anybody who's coming in. So, I mean, even if you're from a different culture, you don't really get to see any negative vibes in there. So everybody's very welcoming. And, you know, so for example, I'm a Muslim. So, you know, the Ramadan starts 13th of this month. So, you know, people know about this kind of stuff. They're not really ignorant or like blind towards other cultures. They're like super friendly, welcoming, and they ask you questions. They don't just throw out random comments or anything. So I would say it's a very positive work environment and, you know, culturally too. So basically, you know, here, especially in the United States, the tests or medical bill can be pretty high compared to anywhere else, you know, or even if you consider North America or like Canada or any other Western countries. So here, basically, health insurance is that you pay a monthly or an annual premium towards your health insurance. And basically, in case you get sick or in case you need to go for an annual physical or like lab testing or anything of that sort, it will be covered by that health insurance, because it's kind of like a car payment. So you're paying a monthly towards the health insurance. And then eventually, if you get sick, or if you ever get sick, then that's going to go towards the cost of your hospital bill, basically. But it doesn't always cover the whole amount. Sometimes there is a deductible that comes out of your pocket, but usually that deductible is a specific amount. And, you know, sometimes health insurance would also, there are some other programs I heard that, you know, through the hospital, if the amount is too much and there is not enough deductible, or the health insurance decided not to pay, there are other funds through the hospital that can cover those costs as well. So when I was a student, I was basically buying like $2,000, like buying cars in cash, like in a $2,000, $3,000 cars. I do not recommend it, because those cars are gonna stay in the mechanic shop forever, and they're gonna break down on you, and then you're gonna be crying in the street. So it's better, if you don't have the cash money, it's always better to like go to a solid dealership and, you know, put a down payment and then make the rest of the payment through financing. But once again, that comes with strings attached. Of course, you have to have a good credit to be actually able to qualify for a good APR or the interest rate. So as a student, the driver's license, it not only serves as your permission to drive a vehicle, but it also serves as your ID, as a US ID. You know, I'm pretty sure carrying a passport around is not very convenient, and it's kind of risky as well, because if you lose that, you'll be in a lot of trouble. But not you won't be in as much trouble if you lose a driver's license. That's replaceable. So it's different in every state. So I got mine in Texas. So in Texas, you have to take a test online. So there are online classes that you can go through that kind of tells you about the, you know, the rules and regulations in the road and what you have to do, what you shouldn't do when you're driving a car. And then after you study all that material, you have to take a test online. And then there is a cutoff limit for the number of questions you can miss. And after you pass the test, they're going to send you a certificate. You take it to the DMV, and then DMV is going to ask you for a couple of proof. So they're going to ask you for a proof of address. So of course, you have to take the lease that you have with your apartment or wherever you're staying. Then, so they usually ask for two proof of residence. So you can either prove it through your rent or the apartment lease. You can do it through your electricity or your gas bill or water bill. You could also do it through your bank statement. So your bank statement will also have your address on it. So DMV usually asks for two proof of address. So you have to take that. And as a student, I also had to take my I-20, and they also asked for my passport. They asked for my SSN when I eventually got that social security number. So they basically ask for all sorts of ID you have.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Unfortunately, you know, here, the apartment application, of course, they want to look at history. And you coming to the U.S., you have no history. So when I came in, what I had to do is that I applied and I didn't get an apartment. I was basically like soul searching, however, whatever cheap place I could find. And, you know, I was also looking for a roommate, and the on-campus housing through school, they were way too expensive. And I was trying to live off campus just to save a little bit more money. But the problem I had is that, you know, no apartment would accept someone who literally just got in the country, because they don't know you. What I had to do is that I had to meet up with the apartment manager, and I had to show them my, you know, bank account, and I had to show them how much I have in my bank account. And then I had to show them my I-20. I had to show them my passport, like just to have them believe that, okay, this is me and I don't have any criminal record or, you know, any such thing. But for some apartments, that won't be enough. They will actually ask you to include a co-signer with you on the lease. Someone who has a social security number and someone who is either a resident or a citizen in the country. So that actually varies from apartment to apartment. You have to buy a renter's insurance. So for all the apartments I lived in, it's mandatory. It's a requirement that you have to have a renter's insurance. And most apartments, they say the renter's insurance has to cover at least $100,000 in damage. So if they don't, then you cannot have that. Like it has to be $100,000 or more. So once again, like all these things, the first time that's going to be the roughest because, you know, of course, everywhere you call electricity, gas, internet, you don't have a record. They don't know you. So what I had to do is that at first I had it with Time Warner's cable, the Wi-Fi, now they're Spectrum. So what they did for me was that they held my credit card on their record and they asked me for an extra deposit in case, you know, I miss any payments. But because, you know, they didn't know my credit history, I didn't have any. So they don't know me. So they don't know if I'm going to miss any payments or not, if I'll be able to make payments. So they held my whole credit card on their file just in case, you know, I missed any payments. But yeah, I was able to get a plan through Spectrum. Okay, so of course you're going to be paying taxes pretty much everywhere, anywhere you buy, anything you eat, even in restaurants. But for the most part, taxes will also be deducted from your paychecks. So right now, since I'm working at a hospital, you know, it's a real full-time job. So they actually take the taxes from every paycheck I get. And then at the end of the year, you can file tax return in case you paid anything extra or, you know, that you went to school and you worked, some stuff like that, you can be eligible for a tax return. And just in case, you know, there is any Bangladeshi like me watching this video. So I want to include a little bit of good news, which is that when I was actually in school and I was working as a tutor in my school, I fortunately didn't have to pay any tax because US has this treaty with Bangladesh where if you are making less or equal to $8,000 a year, you don't have to pay tax. So that's a paper that you sign. And then if you sign that treaty, you get your entire paycheck, given that you make $8,000 or less a year. There was a little bit of culture shock. So, you know, there was a few getting used to a couple things. Like, so I come from a very conservative family and being a Muslim as well, like modesty was a real big thing for us. And, you know, of course, the dressing or the clothing or even the religious views are different. So like trying to be in a new country and still having and keeping and maintaining your own identity, the religious or the cultural one, it's difficult. But it's going to be just the first couple of difficult months, but then it's going to be like much better. Things will get easier eventually. Be curious, have a positive attitude, especially at workplace, and you're in a new country. It's not going to be all happy, happy all the time, but, you know, have a good, positive attitude towards everything, you know, respect people around you. And I've been living here for more than 5 years now. And honestly, I have like 99% good experience. That 1% doesn't even count. It doesn't even come to my mind. And this is a great country. People are great. So welcome.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.